Welcome, welcome. Thank you for those that are listening to my podcast. This is your friend, pastor, and chaplain, Kenny Hernandez Garcia. And I would like to thank our Heavenly Father for this opportunity that He's provided for us to be able to continue being a blessing to our community. Would like to also thank my husband, Gabino Garcia, for allowing me the opportunity to share the Word of God to many people that are listening, and also with him together, working together to expand the kingdom of God here on earth through the Word of God, and praying for others and ministering to those lives that are in need right now. If you are at home, if you're in the hospital, if you're working, if you have a need for any prayer request that you may have, please give us a call. Give us a call and or email us at my email address is kennyhernandez5@gmail.com. And my phone number is 281-787-0994. You can email us your prayer request or call us so that we, my husband and I, will be praying together for your petitions, for your requests. And also, if you have something that you would like to share with us, also a praise report that you would like to share, we will be more than happy to share on our podcast on our next episodes. May, again, the good Lord be with each and every one of you. I would like to start off by praying before we get into the Word of God. And I would like to dedicate this message and my podcast, again, is Hope of Glory. If you guys want to log in through Anchor message and look us up, you can look us up through there. Hope of Glory is our ministry. Amen. We want to share nothing but the hope of glory, which is Christ Jesus in our lives. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray, and let's begin by praying before we go into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, Lord, giving you all the honor, all the glory, all the majesty belongs to you, Lord. You are the victorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you continue to do. Thank you for the marvelous work that you've done in our lives, in my husband's life, in my family's life, and everyone that's listening to this program, to this podcast, Lord. I bless each person, Father, listening to this podcast today. Father, that your word, Father, may go in, Father, as a double-edged sword, Father, and penetrate, Father, the deepest part of their hearts and their minds and their souls, so that they may receive this incorruptible word, your word, Father. Not my word, not my opinion, but your word, Father. Your word is light unto our feet, Father. Thank you. Thank you because you light our pathways. Thank you because you're a way maker. You are a protector. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are everything to us, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the last. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And for that and many more things, I praise you and I glorify your holy and beautiful, precious name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I would like to share a very, very beautiful word that God has instilled in my heart this past weeks and months. And I'm wanting to talk to you in reference about the good works. Amen. How many of you guys know what good works means? What God wants us to do as far as expanding His glory here on earth, expanding His kingdom, but most of all, His glory. That the people that see you, that the people that you work with, that the people that you surround yourself with may see the glory of God in your testimony, with your testimony, with the way you walk, with the way you talk, with the way you carry yourself. It is very, very important for people to see the light of God in us. Amen. And in these times that we're living, it is so very hard for people to realize and see the light of God in us Christians and believers. Why? Because we're not living the Word of God. We're just some of us are living double lives. Some of us want to continue one foot in the world and one foot in the Christ, one foot in the church. No, my brethren, it's time to get up. It's time for us to seek His face. It's time for us to seek His presence and live a life that's according to the Word of God. Live a life that is going to glorify God's precious and holy name. Amen. So I've titled this message, Good Works. When we live a fruitful life is when we allow our actions to be aligned with our convictions. And this is something, a subtitle that I place there. When we live a fruitful life, when you really truly live a fruitful life, okay, is when we allow our actions to be aligned with our convictions. What are your convictions? What are you standing on? What do you truly, truly believe that God is asking of you? What are your convictions? Amen. What are you lining up your convictions with? Are they lined up with the Word of God? And if so, do your actions reveal it? Do your actions state that you are aligned with the Word of God? And therefore, your convictions will be on track. Your convictions will be the Word of God. This is not my opinion. This is not my word. This is the Word of God. And we're going to begin with the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. It speaks in reference on how we should be known through our works. Amen. And know through our works, be known through our actions. Amen. And what God expects for us and from us. Amen. In every way and everything that we do. It is very important for us to do so. Watch our false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will be recognized, or you will recognize them. Matthew 7:15-20. My brethren, the word is direct. The word of God, you cannot, you know, say one thing or another. No, the word of God is the word of God, and he is aligning you, wants to, for you to be aligned with his word. And what is it saying here? A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit. If you're a good tree, you cannot bear bad fruit. If you're a bad tree, you cannot bear good fruit. It's obviously, right? It's obvious that you are not able to do so. Therefore, if you, okay, and this is the word of God, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down, thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. And this is what God wants us to do. This is what God wants us to acknowledge, his presence, his mighty power in everything that we do. Why? Because he wants his name to be glorified with our actions, with our testimony. Amen. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 6 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of what the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into, again, hear this right here, thrown into the fire and burned. That's powerful, my brethren. That is powerful. So then we want to be able to bear good fruit. And the only way we can go about doing this is by abiding in Christ and in him, in us, like John 15:1 says. We need to abide in him and allow him to abide in us. Amen. So we are able to show fruit, that good fruit. Amen. Good tree multiplies. And that's the other part right here. Let me explain why I'm saying this. When you give good fruit, and for the harvest, for example, for people that know about harvest and people that grow trees, you know, and they're in the ranch or, you know, in open land and everything, they know that the good fruit you know, that tree that's bearing the good fruit, it's going to be cut down. But the more you cut it down, the more it's going to multiply, right? The more fruit is going to come out. Why? Because it's being pruned, it's being cut. The good fruit is coming off, and then more fruit is going to come out. So what it means here is we are called to be multiplied. How, sister, what are you talking about? I'm talking about multiplication in the kingdom of God. As you are willing and as you are wanting to multiply yourself in the good things, in the good works of the Lord, then you are also are called to make other disciples and to continue the work of God. Just like the word of God tells us, when Jesus sent the disciples and he said, go into the world and make disciples. Amen. Going to Samaria, going to Israel, going to the ends of the world and make disciples. Why? Because when your actions and your good works, you have to multiply them in others. Amen. And not just your good actions, not just your good work, but the word of God. The kingdom of God is something very powerful, very true, and you have to be able to multiply yourself in others. Amen. God is a God of multiplication, a divine wisdom. He is also a just and righteous God and knows the most sacred places of a human's heart. He searches the hearts and discerns the intentions thereof. He searches, my brethren. He searches right there in the most deepest part of your heart. Jeremiah chapter 17 says, I, the Lord, says, search the heart and examine the mind. To reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. This is not me saying it, brethren. This is the word of God. This is what God is saying. He's the one that discerns the heart. He's the one that examines the mind of a person. Amen. To give each person its reward according to what? To their conduct. According to their actions. According to their deeds. Amen. And what they deserve. Amen. So I'm going to tell you, we cannot run from God. You can run from me. You can hide from your parents. You can hide from your wife. You can hide from your husband. But let me tell you, God sees everything. He's always, his eyes are about, around and about the earth. Amen. And checking and seeing everybody's actions and conducts. For this reason, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11 says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy. Listen, this is what Apostle Paul was telling them. So you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Hallelujah. So that you may have great endurance and patience. This is the word of God. This is what he wants to speak to you today. Amen. When we have a clear understanding of who God is and his divine infinite wisdom, all we can do is praise him through our actions and our deeds. Praise him. Praise him. Continue to praise him. Continue to have good deeds. Continue to glorify God with your conduct and with your actions. Hebrews chapter 13, 20, 21 says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. This is what I'm talking about. To be able to glorify the Heavenly Father. To be able to please God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See it, my brethren? This is what I'm talking about. So that when people see you, so when people see your actions, they may be able to glorify God in heaven. Why? Because they see that there is something different in you. There's light in you. There's something not comparable to the world. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, "For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." God will bring it to light. So if you're thinking that you're getting away right now with whatever you're doing, that you know you're doing wrong, it's not gonna be forgiven. It's not gonna be forgotten, because it says here, "For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it be good or bad." Whether it be good or evil, he will bring it to light. He will bring it to judgment. So therefore, my brethren, be careful how you walk. Be careful how you honor God. Be careful how you really want to please God. Amen. Be careful with your testimony. This day, choose what's good and what's God's perfect will for your lives. No matter what you've done today, you can turn it around to serve him and him only, and to please him alone. Please him. Please God. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't worry about trying to please anybody else but God. Amen. The acts of the flesh, Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, adultery, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits, and of rage, selfish, ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is powerful. This is not Sister Kenny or Pastor Kenny saying it. This is not Chaplain Kenny telling you, oh, all of this, you know, if you do them, you're not going to, you know, inherit the kingdom of God. This is the word of God saying it. Amen. So align your purpose, align your conviction with the word of God. Amen. Titus 1:15 through 16 says, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions, they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. This is the word of God. This is what God wants for you to understand. This is the word of God for you guys to gain that wisdom, that understanding, and your minds may be opened up and your hearts may be opened up to be able to do the will of God. Not just the will of God, the perfect will of God. That God may be able to guide you in his right path, in the right direction. Let me tell you, the way of the Lord is a very narrow, narrow way. Very few go into it. But the way of the world is wide. It's wide open. And everybody wants to go through that. Everybody's like, you know, it's fun, it's game and everything, it's all right. You know, I have my wife at home, but she really doesn't care about me. So I'm going to go out and, you know, see if someone else can take care of me and love me or show some kind of affection, because my wife is, you know, not doing it, right? Okay, well, let me tell you something. Talk to your wife. Let your wife know what you're doing. You're not going to be able to tell your wife. Why? Because you know that you're doing wrong. That's your conscience. That's your conviction. That's what you believe in, right? Okay, stay away from that. Get away from that. Don't do it, because you know it's wrong before God's eyes. Repent today and ask God to forgive you, and ask God to make your marriage work. Ask God to restore your marriage. Ask God to help you align your marriage with the purpose and the perfect will of God and his plans for your life and your wife's and your family's life. Amen. Seek God's presence. Seek his face and ask for forgiveness. It's time for us to do that. Amen. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man that built his house on the rock. The rain came and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock, which is Jesus. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds a house in the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. You want to be a wise person or you want to be a foolish person? Wise man does what it will profit for good work and continue to be a blessing, not only to his own family and friends, but his calling and purpose in God. A foolish man only thinks about the moment and does not go beyond his abilities or possibilities to adhere to wisdom, and that is when ruin comes. And that is very sad. That is very sad because we are not abiding. We're not abiding in Christ, and Christ is not abiding in us. And that's what ruin comes. Works versus fruit. Work in the Greek means ergon, which is a strong number, is G2041, meaning to work that which one is occupied, that which one undertakes to do, an act, deed, thing, or has done. Fruit in the Greek means kapos. Greek strong number is G2590, that which originates or comes from something, an effect, a result, work, act, deed, advantage, profit, utility, praise, which are presented to God as a thank offering. So your works is your deeds and your actions, right? But your fruit is something that you bring to God as an offering. And your fruit is what? It's how God glorifies himself in you when you give good fruit. And when the works are there, the works, the good works, they have the good deeds, they have the good action behind it, you're going to bring that fruit forward. Amen? God is so wonderful. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love, and you keep my commands. You will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friend if you do what I command. And what he just commanded? To love each other, to love one another. And I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you your friend. I have called you friends, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Amen. And this is so wonderful, because I'm telling you, God is with us. And it says, and you appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and that whatever, and so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. John 15:9-17. The Lord wants us to love each other. The Lord wants us to continue to adhere to his word. Amen. The Lord wants to bless us, my brethren, all the time. When we abide in him and he abides in us, we are able to not only bear good fruit, but we are blessed beyond measure. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to bless us. He wants to bless you. Amen. For we once darkness, we were in darkness, for we were once in darkness, but now you are light in the world. This is what I was telling you before, right? We are light. The world is supposed to see light in us. And this is in Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 8, verses 17, for those that are taking notes. Amen. It says again, I'm going to start it again. It says, for you were once in darkness, but now you are in light, in the light of the Lord. Live as children of light, okay? For the fruit of the light consists of in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do to in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's choose to be wise, my brethren, and love life that's pleasing to God. Love the kind of life that's pleasing to God. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 22, 23 says, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness. And the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Matthew 3, verse 8, 10 says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think that you can say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. And I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children from Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Ephesians 2:10, and this is one of the last verses before closing that I'm going to share with you, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. Amen. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Amen. Ephesians 2:10. This is a very powerful message that I have wanted to share with you guys, and it's called Good Works. Amen. If you guys want a copy of this message, if you want me to send you via email a copy of the whole message, please inbox me, please email me or call me, text me, and I'll be more than glad to send you a copy of this whole message that I just shared with you guys. Amen. So therefore, if you guys are sitting there, you are listening to this, and you've been living a life that does not please God, and you living a life that you're showing no good fruits and bad intentions in your hearts, let me pray for you. Let's pray. And if you're right there too, I want to ask you, if you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've never done so, or you want to renew your vows with God right now, I ask you to, I'll lead you into this prayer, and just follow me with this prayer. Amen. And repeat after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your incorruptible word, Lord. I ask you, Father, that you take my name and write it in the book of life. Lord, I ask you to forgive me from all my sins and all my wrongdoings. I renew my vows before your presence, and I accept you as my Lord and only Savior. Thank you for the price that you paid in the cross of Calvary. Thank you for dying for me, Lord. Thank you for acknowledging that you are my friend, Father. Thank you for everything that you've done. I pray, Father, that you take me as I am right now and forgive me from all my sins, from all my iniquities. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now let me pray for those that have gone astray or maybe are going through certain situations and asking God for understanding of his word and his power and might. Amen. Heavenly Father, right now we come before your presence for all my listeners, Father, all those people, men, women, children, young men, Father, young ladies, Father, grandparents, grandmothers, Father, they are listening, elderly, seniors, Father, they are listening to this word and they are in touch with this word. Father, I ask you to bless them, to keep them. Father, I ask you, Father, to forgive their sins, to forgive them, Father, from their wrongdoing, and that they may start showing good fruits, Father, that they may learn to abide in you and you in them, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. And thank you, Father, for those that are asking for healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your healing, mighty, mighty, powerful healing. Touch their hearts, touch their souls, whatever they're going through right now, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, brethren, it was a pleasure. It was an awesome experience today to be able to share this word with you guys. Call us. Call myself on my number. It's 281-787-0994. We'll be praying for your prayer requests and any praise reports that you guys would like to share. Please inbox me, email them to me. And also, again, if you want a copy of this message today, the good works, email me so I can go ahead and forward them to you, okay? May the good Lord of heaven and the peace of God, our Jehovah Shalom, be with you and bless you and keep you always. May the Lord bless you in everything that you do, and abundance, your job, your ministry. And we pray for all those pastors too, all over the world that are listening to this as well. And for those women and men of God that are searching, continuously searching to do the purpose and the will perfect of God, amen, in their lives. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.